Many fear that the album is a dying breed. With the rise of online music streaming, listeners can jump from song to song, artist to artist, and playlist to playlist without paying too much attention to albums. But it is projects like Greybeats' Whalestrum that serve as a reminder of the charm that a conceptually deep and artistically bold collection of songs can bring. Using electronic, pulsating beats, Whalestrum tells the story of Greylian, an alien from a distant galaxy, and its journey into the unknown. Robin Senevi, also known as Greybeat, is the artist behind this project. I spoke with Robin over the phone about his inspiration for the EP, his artistic process, and more. I'm Willard Hike, and on this episode of The Live Feed, we take an intergalactic journey. Stick around.
This is The Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
How's it going, Robin?
It's going excellent. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us over the phone here. So to start, I just kind of want to go over this EP's concept in general. It's very unique. Kind of give listeners an overview of the project, its sound, and kind of the concept, because it's all very unique and interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll talk a little bit about the final product. It was about a year and 9 months in the making. It started out as an experiment for me to try to make some beats on my own, and ended up being a six-song EP, and it is called Whalestrum, Whalestrom. When I was making the album, I conjured up a story to go along with the songs as the songs were percolating. The album is an instrumental, and so I felt like it would be fun to add a different dimension to the experience for the listeners. And so I did end up writing lyrics that tell the story of Greylian, an alien from Zool, who basically decides that it wants to leave its home planet, hears a distant call, decides this planet isn't for me, and heads out into the unknown. Eventually gets stuck in a wormhole, which is very unfortunate, but luckily is able to be found by humanity and taken in by humans here. And
I'm curious about the name of the EP, Whalestrum. What does that pertain to a character or a place in the storyline, or what's the name meaning?
Yeah, it's a great question. The name meaning is a combination of two words. The first word being maelstrom, which in my mind is sort of a vortex in the sea, you know, that could sink a ship. And the basically the word whale, like the fish in the ocean, or mammal, I suppose. And, you know, when I was making the particular song that is called Whalestrom on the album, at one point I actually had a significant amount of feedback coming out of the bass guitar. And I was playing with the sound a little bit. I kind of was enjoying it. My mom happened to be visiting at the time, and she said, "Hey, that sounds kind of like a whale." And I said, "You know, actually, that's a good point. That does sound kind of like a whale call." And the song ended up kind of being a good summarization, I guess, of my experience when I was making that song. It really was smack dab in the middle of my whole album making process and visualizing the final product. So, you know, it just ended up being the name of the album and, in my mind, kind of encompassing the whole experience.
Yeah. What inspired you to pursue such a unique concept?
That's a great question, and one that I find myself asking myself from time to time. You know, I want to say that it came together very organically for me, first of all. I didn't intend to create the story, create even the songs in the album when I first sat down to try and make the music that is found on the album. And, you know, so basically, it was just a process that I found myself carried away in. And so I feel like really I'm almost like a vessel that is creating this music and this experience, but certainly either subconsciously or, you know, some other person is somehow, I feel like, pulling the strings.
The EP has a very distinct sound, and I mean this absolutely as a compliment, but it's like nothing I've ever heard before. It's very unique.
Great.
What sorts of instruments and techniques, if you can kind of put that all in a nutshell, were used in the production of this project?
So the amount of hardware that went into the production was extremely limited. That's something I think that is due to advances in technology and sound production in recent years. And it is also what allowed me to even think about making this music. I use a machine, a studio primarily, and I used a laptop with a simple sound interface. When I was making the album, a machine, a studio is simply just a electronic music device that has a number of different pads and knobs and screens on it. Essentially allows you to play any type of sound you want, whether it be a virtual instrument or a library of samples, maybe, of other instruments that have been previously recorded, and then take those and, you know, add effects, mix, make the sounds that you want to make, and, you know, most of the album, really, I was just enjoying myself, kind of experimenting with the different tools that were new to me and exciting. And, you know, I would say it's all completely electronic, but I did try to make it sound appealing to my ear. And I think we all maybe have a different ear, and even mine now is changing as I'm making my next album. But I basically spent really a long time just honing in on that particular sound that I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And making that as good as I possibly could. Without getting too caught up in specifics and technicalities, let's say.
You have a pretty interesting musical background, I thought. It sounds like it's primarily with percussion, but I was struck with how many different genres you had worked with different West African percussion and some classic rock as well. Tell me about how you, not necessarily just this project, but how you got involved with music.
Music for me, I would say, started at an early age. My parents weren't particularly musical. My dad is and was an artist. And I found myself not only drawn to his record collection, maybe listening to some Led Zeppelin 1 or some other music that is maybe long lost since decades and decades ago. But besides that, I found myself singing in, you know, school choirs, even picking up the violin briefly. When it came time to decide if I wanted to be in the school band or not, though, I realized immediately that the answer was yes, and that I wanted to play drums. A couple years later, I was introduced to the drum set, and I would say pretty much about there the rest would be history. I went on to play a lot of different genres, experiment with different types of music from different parts of the world in college, and play a lot of jazz. I still consume a lot of different genres. I really don't have a super particular taste.
I want to talk a little bit about the kind of origins under which this EP came about. You say the passing of Prince in 2016, as well as kind of anti-immigrant sentiment, following the 2016 election.
Yeah.
I was kind of pondering that, especially the immigrant part of it, kind of thinking about the narrative. I kind of got some hints of maybe commentary regarding immigration, especially you have this main character that's kind of gone through a lot, and then he's finally taken in at Earth. Was that intended to be commentary, or am I?
Yeah, it's a great question. I do think it was intended to be commentary, ultimately. I don't think the story started out in a way that was meant to be commentary. Certainly the story went along with the sounds I was hearing at the time and developed and finished at about the same time that the song did. However, I think in order to finish the story and give it some sort of depth and real solid content, I wanted to add some sort of social commentary. I do have a background as well in politics. I was an international studies student, for example. And so I do find myself always wading into those waters and thinking about those issues that concern us all too.
I was interested in the fact that you opted not to assign a gender to the main character.
It was more of a conscious observation that I made about this character. And I figured that even though in my mind the character maybe started out as me, Robin, a couple of years ago starting to make this album, the character eventually evolved beyond that, and I also just felt like we really had no idea what gender an alien would be.
And it kind of goes along, again, the whole EP in every aspect is unique, so that's just something else I thought that was really unique and interesting.
Great.
That I thought I'd ask you about.
Thank you.
Is this your first stab at recorded music? Have you recorded maybe in a group beforehand, or is this, I know it's
yeah,
certainly your first time doing solo work, but have you been in any groups prior to this?
Yeah, I have recorded for a number of projects over my past, going back to high school. One of the first times I recorded was on my own. It was with a friend in my dad's garage, and we recorded our drums and guitar for our grunge rock band on a tape four-track. It was a Tascam four-track that great friend of our families lent the two of us to use. We ended up putting out a self-released tape, cassette tape, two sides, back in high school. But from there, made a number of trips to studios, including Bunker Studios when that existed, recorded with Adam Rakowski there, recording him a couple other times. With my friend Dan, who also makes some great music. Other than that, I really hadn't had my hand at the controls before, but I was familiar with the process.
Thank you. kind of looking ahead, what's next? Kind of what's in the cards? I know you mentioned like a kind of a sequel project or just another project in the future. What's next? You're thinking live shows, more music? What's the plan?
I would say all of the above. I've really been branching out the different aspects of Greybeat, whether it be my online presence and social media and content I put out there, mixes I do and post. And also, I plan to make more music, hopefully even at a higher pace than in the past, now that I'm getting more adept and getting better equipment. But a live show is a definite possibility. I feel like it would be a great way to get some excitement around Greybeat, meet some people, and just be able to share my music even wider. Furthermore, a live act would allow the sound of Greybeat to really flourish, and I think I could come up with some great ideas, you know, really to evolve Greybeat.
Well, Robin, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Willard.
Thanks again to Robin Sedevi, also known as Greybeat, for joining us on this episode of The Live Feed. To learn more about Robin's music and connect with him over social media, visit greybeat.com, spelled G-R-A-Y-beat.com. Streamable versions of this episode or any other episode of The Live Feed can be found at kqal.org under the Media tab. I'm Willard Hike. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Live. Like what you just heard? Tune in to the live feed featuring local and regional artists every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.